Ralph 弟兄今天分享神的话语。
Our brother Ralph is going to share with us the message today.
Merry Christmas!
圣诞节快乐。
We can do better than that.
可以更高兴。
Merry Christmas!
圣诞节快乐。
I never let you get away with that weak voice.
希望大家更开心的回应。
Well, I see some of you made it.
我看到的，大家都在这儿。
Let's see, shall we make a list of those who use this as an excuse to not come to church?
我们是不是应该把那些因为天气不好不来的人写下来呢？
That's cruel, so we won't do that.
我们不会这样做。
12 days from now is Christmas Day.
十二天之后就是圣诞节了。
The day we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
就是我们来庆祝基督耶稣降生的日子。
The day we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us.
就是让我们来庆祝以马内利，神与我们同在。
Most likely, Jesus' birth did not happen in the middle of winter.
很有可能基督耶稣的生日不是在冬天。
But that's okay.
但没什么问题。
We have a day set aside to rememberThis tremendous event in God's plan of salvation.
我们就是把一天拿出来，让我们来一起来庆祝这一个伟大的时候，基督耶神把创造了为我们拯救的计划。
The Bible tells us that it was absolutely necessary for Jesus to leave heaven and come to earth in human form.
圣经告诉我们是非常我们非常需要非常有必要基督耶稣离开天堂来到世上为了我们的拯救。
Without his coming, no one can be saved.
如果他没有来的话没有人能够得到拯救。
The Bible tells us in Acts 4:12 that salvation is found in no one else.
圣经在使徒行传第四章第十二节告诉我们，除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no other way to be saved.
没有任何一种其他的方法能得以拯救。
The Bible also tells us that Jesus came at just the right time.
圣经也告诉我们说，基督耶稣就是在正好的时候来了。
Galatians 4:4 says he came in the fullness of time.
加拉太书第四章第四节告诉我们，及至时候满足，神就差他的儿子来。
He came to redeem us.
他来是为了拯救我们。
To buy us back from the buy back that which was lost.
就是来回来把那些丢失的东西买回来。
To pay the price for our sins.
为了我们的罪而付出这个代价。
And he did it also to see that we would be welcomed into his God's family.
也是为了欢迎我们进入神的家庭。
Well, if it was absolutely necessary for Jesus to come, why was it 2,000 years ago?
那么既然是非常有必要的基督耶稣要来那么为什么是在2000年之前的时候呢
Why not earlier for those who lived before his coming?
为什么不是更早一些那些可以为了帮助那些在他来之前的人呢
What about those people?
那些人会怎么办呢
How could they be saved?
那些人怎么得到拯救呢
What made the time full?
那怎样才能够说是时候满足的时候
To understand God's plan of all this, we need to go back to the basics of the Bible. Bible 101.
去理解神的这个计划的话那我们就要看一下圣经最基础的一些东西。
First, we need to talk about the nature of sin.
首先我们要看一下罪的本性是什么。
Adam and Eve, at the time, the only two people on earth, lived in the Garden of Eden with only one rule.
亚当和夏娃在那个时候生活在伊甸园里头，他们只有一个规矩。
One rule.
就一个规矩。
Don't eat of the fruit of this one tree.
不要吃那一棵树上的那个果子。
It's interesting that this tree is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
非常有趣的是那个树的名字是叫辨别善恶的树。
If they should eat of the fruit of this tree, they would know evil as well as good because they would have done the evil of disobeying God.
如果没有那棵树他们知道的话，他们就不知道什么是罪，知道什么是罪恶，那么就不会去做违背神的旨意的事情。
Why only one tree?
为什么只有一棵树呢？
Because God says so.
因为神是这样说的。
This is God's plan.
这就是神的一个计划。
But they disobeyed.
但是他没有遵循神的规矩。
They ate of the fruit.
他们吃了那个果子。
Was the fruit poison?
那个果子有毒吗？
No.
没有。
Was it ugly?
那个果子很难看吗？
No.
也不是。
Did it taste bad?
它很难吃吗？
No, every indication it tasted great.
也不是，它好像很好吃。
Was it full of germs?
是有很多病毒吗？
No.
也不是。
What was wrong with it?
那么那个果子有什么不好的？
God forbid it.
那是因为神不让吃。
It was God's plan and they disobeyed.
那是神的计划，但是他们却没有遵循。
Their disobedience was sin.
他们这种不顺服就是一个罪。
That's what sin is.
罪就是这样。
Disobedience to God.
不顺服于神。
As a result of their sin, God said their nakedness must be covered by the skin of an animal.
就是因为他们的罪，神说他们的赤身裸体要用动物的皮来遮盖。
I don't know if you ever did any thinking about it, but this implies that before they sinned, they ran around the Garden of Eden naked.
我不知道你是否想过，但这就是意味着在他们罪恶之前，他们都是赤身裸体在伊甸园里跑来跑去。
I'm sure there's something very important there, but I'm not going there.
我不会讲太多那个。
So, an animal had to be to die because of their sin.
所以结果就是一些动物的话也得就是因为他们的罪那些动物也得要死了。
We begin to see the seriousness of sin.
我们可以看到这个罪的严重性。
Then they were expelled from the garden and they began to raise a family.
结果他们被驱逐出雅甸园他们就自己要生活建立他们的家庭。
Now that they had a sinful side to their nature, they passed it along to their offspring.
结果的话他们本身 罪性就传给了他们的下一代。
God made it clear that from time to time they must offer a proper sacrifice for their sin.
神让他们很清楚 不同的时候他们要奉献一些贡品给神。
And that sacrifice must be an animal.
这些 贡品必须是一些动物。
When it came time for their sons Cain and Abel to make a sacrifice, Abel brought an offering from his flock of sheep.
当他的儿子该隐和亚伯要做贡献的时候，亚伯就把他一个羊群里的一个羊带来。
Cain brought an offering from his fruit and vegetable gardens.
该隐就把他那个种的蔬菜和水果的一些产品带来。
Now let's be sure we understand this.
让我们来很清楚地理解这一点。
Cain's offering was the best of fruits and vegetables.
该隐的贡品是一些很好的、最好的一些蔬菜和水果。
It represented lots of work.
它代表了他的一些很多的工作。
It was valuable.
是很有价值的。
But it was not an animal.
但却不是动物。
God did not accept Cain's offering.
神并没有接受该隐的这个贡品。
God rejected that offering.
神拒绝了他的贡品。
And Cain was angry.
结果该隐很生气。
He was angry and his face showed it.
他非常生气，他的表情也都表现出来。
God warned him about the seriousness of this.
神警告了他这个严重性。
He gave him the opportunity to do the right thing, to offer an animal sacrifice.
神给他一个机会去做一些正确的事情，就是来奉献一些动物的贡品。
That is to do it God's way.
就是按神的方法来做。
And God told Cain that it was important to deal with his sin.
神告诉他说，是非常重要去处理他自己的罪行。
He said, if you don't deal with your sin, it's waiting for you and ready to consume you.
神说，如果你若行得不好的话，罪就伏在你面前，他过来吞噬你。
You have to take care of it.
你必须要处理好你的这个罪。If
you don't, it will overwhelm you.
如果你不处理的话，那么罪就控制了你。But
it must be done God's way.
但必须以神的方式来处理。But
Cain wouldn't do it.
但该隐并没有这样做。He
rejected God's offer to make things right.
他拒绝了神给他再一次机会，让他改正的机会。Instead,
he got so mad that he killed his brother Abel.
结果的话，他变得非常的愤怒，把他的兄弟亚伯给杀了。And
he was forced to leave the family of Adam and Eve.
结果被强迫离开了他的那个亚当和夏娃的家庭。
All this because he would not deal with his sin according to God's way, the sacrifice of an animal.
这一切都是因为他没有按照神的计划，按照神的方式贡献一个动物的贡品这样去做。
As time goes on and brings us to the nation of Israel and the law of Moses, we see that God's plan continues to involve animal sacrifice.
随着时间的继续，我们可以来到摩西律法还有以色列国的时候，我们看到神继续在要求着人们再提供一个动物的供品。Let's
examine the nature of the law.
让我们看一下这个律法的本性。
The law of Moses and animal sacrifice was demanded by God to deal with man's sin.
摩西律法中指出，神是要求人们，我们去动用动物的祭品来处理我们身上的罪。The
priest will put his hand on the head of a burnt offering and will be accepted on his behalf, in his place, to make an atonement for him.
祭司他要把手放在这燔祭祭品的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。What
is the function of this animal sacrifice?
那么这个动物祭品的目的是什么呢？
Let's look at the word atonement.
我们看一下这个赎罪这个词。In
the English language, it's a made-up word. It means to be at one with God.
这个词在英语当中是一个组合的词，意思就是说与神变成了一体。Very
often I find this is thought of as being forgiven.
我经常认为这就是意思就是说我们被原谅了。But
that is very much not the sense of the Hebrew word used here.
这个并不是最初希伯来文这个词本身的意思。The
Hebrew word that's used for atonement in the Old Testament is kofar.
在希伯来文中最初指这个赎罪的词，它英文是希伯来文是kofar.
It simply means to cover.
简单的意思就是说覆盖住。
God told the Israelites that because of the animal sacrifice, he agreed not to see their sin.
神告诉我们说，就是因为他们这个动物的献品，动物的供品，神可以决定不去看这个人的罪。That
does not mean the sin is forgiven.
并不是说这个罪已经被原谅了。Why
not?
为什么不是呢？
Because the penalty for sin has not been paid.
因为罪应该的处罚还并没有被偿还上。
The animal sacrifice is not sufficient for the forgiveness of sins.
这种动物的祭品并没有足够使人的罪被原谅。
We see this most clearly perhaps in the book of Hebrews.
我们可以在希伯来文章看得更清楚。
In Hebrews, we're reminded that the law was a shadow of things to come, not the real thing, the picture of what was coming.
希伯来文指出，律法既是将来要来的事情的影子，它并不是真正的事情，而是那个将来要来真正事情的一个影子。
And perhaps verse 4 tells us most definitively it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins.
第四节告诉我们很清楚，就是因为公牛和山羊的血断不能赎罪。
The penalty is not paid by the animal sacrifice of the Old Testament.
所以这种罪恶所带来的惩罚并不能够因为这些动物的血能够偿还掉。
25 tells us that God left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
罗马书第三章第二十五节告诉我们说，神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，是凭耶稣的血。
So, if the Old Testament sacrifice did not bring forgiveness, then why sacrifice?
那么既然这些旧约当中这些动物的献祭并不能够得到使我们的罪得以被原谅，那为什么要去做献祭呢？
Because God said that was the way to deal with sin.
因为神说那是当时一种方法来处理人身上的罪。
Doing it God's way meant the sin was temporarily covered or not seen by God.
那么那种方法神的方法就是使当时暂时的使人的罪神可以不去看人的罪使他的人的罪暂时的覆盖住。
Only through the death of Christ, through the shedding of his blood, can the penalty for sin be paid.
只有通过基督耶稣的死和他的流的血使人的这个罪的才能够被偿还。
Not until Jesus comes to earth to pay that price can God's plan of salvation be completed.
只有当基督耶稣来到世上付了死在十字架上付出了这个代价人的罪才能够得以赦免。
So let's talk about the completion of God's plan of forgiveness.
让我们看一下这个神所赦罪的这个计划的完整。
Christ's blood is necessary for our salvation.
所以基督的血是唯一的必须的是能够拯救我们的罪使我们得赎救。
It's not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood that he obtained our redemption for us.
不是用山羊或者牛犊的血那是因为他自己的血才能够是永恒成为永恒的赎罪是。
Salvation always depends on accepting God's way.
救赎总是基于接受神的这个神的计划。
Until Jesus died on the cross, that meant offering an animal sacrifice.
直到在基督耶稣在十字架上牺牲之前，人们就要去献祭。
After the cross, God's way is believing in Jesus as Savior and Lord.
在基督耶稣之后，那么神的方法就是相信和接受基督耶稣。
We don't need to go over such a familiar verse, but this is a convenient one to cement in that idea.
这个经节是非常大家熟悉的，那么这节经节就告诉我们这个神的这个计划。
So let's talk about how we do it today.
那我们再讲一下今天我们怎样去做。
In a certain sense, it may have seemed easier the Old Testament way.
在某种程度上讲，也许觉得那个旧约当中那种方式可能更简单一些。
You do thus and such just exactly this way and sin is covered.
你如果根据那个旧约中所写的一步一步的去做，这样去做，那么你的罪就被覆盖住了。
That may have been convenient and a good formula for it, but that tends to bring a formalism that leads to a heart of stone, as God calls it.
那种看上去好像很方便，好像你就按照一种程式，然后一步一步去做，但是这样的会引起人们变成一种形式化，他们的心变成了一种石头的心。
God told the Israelites that they had become hardened to him in their legalism, and he needed to give them a new heart.
神告诉那些以色列人说，他们的心已经变成石头的心了，因为这些规矩，所以神要给他们一个新的一颗心。
Today that formalism has passed along to many churches and many believers.
即使是今天的话，这些形式已经也在很多这个教会当中。
Today, many find that some form of religious formalism helps them know what to do.
今天有的时候人们会觉得有一种形成的一种规矩的话，可以帮助他们去决定怎样去做。
But that often misses the point that our heart, not our formalism, is what God really looks on.
但这样的结果就是，我们的心并不是我们这些所做的形式来决定。我们与神的关系。
Sometimes I must admit that those who are close to a religious formalism, a liturgy, if we use that word, have beautiful music, beautiful form, but sometimes no heart.
有的时候我需要指明，就是有些这种宗教上面的一些形式很美丽，像很好的音乐，很好的模式。但是很多情况下他却缺了一颗我们的心。
Somehow it seems wrong to me that I have to take a book and find a way, a words, particular words to pray.
有的时候 我并不认为我觉得是不太对的，就是我必须要从圣经当中找一个词，要用这个词来祷告。
For many, that's the way it is.
但有些人就决定他就应该这样去做。
When I visit England, I love to go to the cathedrals and listen to the music.
当我去英国旅行的时候，我喜欢去那个天主教堂去听那里的音乐。
Sometimes the message is rather hollow.
但他们有时候他们讲到的信息却很中空，很空洞。
Well, we can go further to the false religions of today.
今天我们也可以去讲更深一点，就是一种假的、虚假的信息。
They simply don't pay any attention to what God declares to be His way.
那些假的信息，他们并没有不是很关注神所讲的神所需要的道路是怎样子的。
False teachers and false prophets feel free to ignore most of what the Bible says about what it means to believe in Jesus.
那些假的律师、假的祭师、假的老师们，他们都很容易就不去关注神所讲的应该是怎样去做的事情。
Often they invent a Jesus who looks nothing like the biblical person.
而是他们自己创造了一个基督耶稣，这个创造基督耶稣并不是圣经当中所讲的。
When they do so, they follow the way of Cain.
他们这样做的时候，其实他们的行为就和该隐的行为是一样的。
They want their own way, not God's way.
他们就是按照自己的方式去做事情，而不是神的方式。
Kids, how do I illustrate that in Sunday school class?
小朋友们在主日学的时候，我是怎样跟你们讲的
呢？ I got them up here and made them talk. They would do it. I tell them about my three banana religion.
我告诉他们我的这个三个香蕉的信仰。
If you eat three bananas every day of your life, you will go to heaven.
如果你每天吃三个香蕉的话，你就可以上天堂。
And of course they laugh at that.
当然了，他们就开始大笑。
And then I say, some of the things we hear in modern made-up religions don't make a lot more sense than that.
我告诉他们说，现在这种现代的文化有一些新的信仰，其实就是跟这种信仰，跟我所说的这个例子是差不多的。他们自己创造了这些东西。
And besides, you wouldn't get to heaven that way anyway.
你是不可能用这种方式来进入天堂的。
Someday you'd only have two bananas to eat.
有的时候你结果就吃了两个香蕉。
Well, Let's get back to the original question.
让我们看一下最初的问题是什么。
What made the time just right?
什么时候
when Jesus was born?
什么时候就时候到了基督耶稣来了。
Okay. All the history and experience of mankind before Jesus came to earth demonstrated clearly that man in his sinful state could not live up to God's standard of perfection.
在人类历史上，在基督耶稣来之前的所有的这些人类历史都显示出来，人因为自己的罪性是不可能靠自己的力量能活出神的标准的。
We as human beings are fond of saying if my circumstances were only different, my life would be different.
我们作为人的话，我们可能就很容易就说，如果这个环境，如果我的条件要好点的话，那么我的生活，我的样子就不一样了。
Well, we started out with innocence.
我们是很无辜的。
Adam and Eve in the garden.
亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里的时候。
Didn't work, did it? Then we went on after they got expelled from the garden to conscience.
然后我们结果有了自己的意识，结果我们就被从伊甸园中驱逐出来。
Inside the mind of those, of Adam and Eve's family and those who came after was the thought of this is right and this is wrong and I will follow my conscience.
在人的还有亚当和夏娃以及他后来人的这个脑子里面都会意识到，这个是对的，这个是错的，所以我要跟这个走。
That led us up to the flood.
结果的话就造成那个大洪水的时代。
At which time God said the people were about as bad as they could be all the time every day.
所以那个时候神就觉得人已经到了，已经可能到了最坏的这个时候了。
After the flood, we got lots of people and we got, what we might think of as human government.
那么在洪水之后的话人越来越多了，那就变成了一个人所控制的一个政府。
God told Noah and his family to be fruitful and multiply.
神告诉诺亚说你的家庭要扩大。
He said, since there are going to be lots of people, here's the rule. Whoever sheds man's blood, by him shall man shed his blood.
那么既然有这么多的人的话，那就要需要有一些规矩。那么神告诉你第一个规矩就是说，如果你杀了人的血，那么你也要以血来赔偿。
The authority to the punishment is pretty much the basis of human government.
所以那些就是基本上人的这个政府的基础是什么？
Well, that led us to the Tower of Babel.
那么我们到了这个巴布拉铁塔的时候。
And God says these people are so talented they can do almost anything that they put their mind to, but they've forgotten about me.
神说这些人是如此的聪明，他们可以做他们想做的事情，但是他们却忘记了我。
So he confused their language into multiple languages so that they couldn't be so cooperative.
所以这样子的话神就引起他们语言上的不通，使他们不能够互相沟通。
That shortly after brought us to promise.
那么很快的话我们就进入这个神的许诺这个时代。
Abraham was singled out by God and promised to him and his descendants a great blessing.
那么神选择了亚伯拉罕，然后选给亚伯拉罕对很大的许诺，让他的后代能够繁衍很多。
That didn't work either.
但结果也不是特别
好。We read of all the problems that happened, before the law came.
我们可以看到他的后代亚伯拉罕会很多的问题在神的律法来之前。
Then we work into the law of Moses given at Mount Sinai.
让我们看一下在西乃山上神给摩西的律法。
And repeatedly God was unhappy with them, so that didn't work either, did it?
结果的话神也对当时人的行为也不满意，神也不高兴。
This all failed.
结果做一切计划都失败了。
All of the different circumstances of man didn't work.
所以你看到在各种各样的情况之下人都不能够履行神的计划。
The last of these, the law of Moses, was never meant to bring us to salvation.
那么其实神的最后一个计划摩西的律法其实不是能够让我们得到拯救的。
It was meant to show us that we are sinners and we cannot achieve God's standards in and of ourselves.
那么律法其实的作用就是让我们看清楚自己是罪人，自己是不可能以自己的力量去活出神的标准。
Galatians 3 tells us that the law was simply a tutor. I really like the word schoolmaster in some of the translations.
在加拉太书第三章的话告诉我们说律法其实就是我们训诫的师傅。
The law taught us how incapable we are of following it.
律法就是告诉我们我们是根本没有能力去遵循这些律法的。
It prepares us for the fact that we need Christ and we need something that comes by faith, not by deeds, by works.
就是引我们到基督耶稣那里，让我们能够清楚，不是因我们的就是因为我们的信仰，不是因为我们做的事情。
You see, the right time for Jesus' coming was when it was clear that we could not be saved without him.
所以当时候满人的时候就是当非常我们非常的很清楚我们是不可能没有他能够得到拯救的。
We need God's grace.
我们需要神的拯救。
Some would also reason that the timing was right because the previous domination of the Greeks, okay, gave much of the world a universal language.
另外一种观点说明时间已经到了是因为那个之前的那个政府希腊它是很多的语言很多大家都用一种语言能够互相沟通。
And when the Romans conquered the Greek language remained the universal language.
当罗马统治了希腊之后其实希腊语还是一个大家通的语言。
But the Romans brought easy travel through good roads and no need for a passport.
但是罗马帝国确实的交通更加方便了使人们能够互相走动而不需要那个护照之类的。
You see, God waited until all could see that we need to be saved by the grace of God, the love that he has for those who don't deserve it.
所以神是等到了一切都已经准备好了让需要他的让他的恩典让他的爱都显在我们身上。
The gospel was needed, and the gospel could be spread through the world.
福音是大家所需要的福音呢也能够广泛的传播出去。
It was the right time for Emmanuel, God with us.
那就是正好神与我们同在的时候了。
So that God's grace could be brought to us.
所以神的恩典能够带到我们当中。
The choir is going to sing the song of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel in a few moments.
一会儿的话诗班要唱以马内利这首歌。
Let's go through the meaning of some of these words.
让我们看一下这个歌词的意思是什么。
The first verse talks aboutlet me say that I picked this because I wanted a response hymn talked about the coming of Jesus.
我选这首诗歌是因为我希望有一首诗歌能够讲神的降来，神的来临。
This hymn is from the perspective of pleading that he will come.
这首诗歌的话是说我们在恳求神的降临。
But we see that he has come.
我们知道神已经降临了。
So remember that perspective.
所以就清楚这一点。
The first verse really talks about paying the ransom for those who are captives to sin.
那么刚开始的一些诗歌是讲我们需要为一些被罪所笼络的人需要赔需要付这些代价。
Buying back those who are lost because of their sin.
把那些因为罪恶而丢失的人买回来。
The second verse talks about freeing us from the tyranny, the domination of Satan.
那么第二个诗歌，第二段诗歌是讲，能够阻止那些因为罪，因为撒旦的控制而堕落的这条路。
The third verse.Uses the word dayspring.
那第三节是用这个词清晨。
Is there a Chinese word for that?
对，怎么说？清晨之光，清晨。
Good. It really means the dawning, the coming of light, when the sun is beginning to come up in the morning.
就是指早晨的时候，太阳出来的时候。
This verse is talking about bringing, excuse me, the light of truth to the world of darkness.
所以这个诗歌是讲把这个真理的光带到这个世界上来。
Let's look more closely at the fourth verse.
那么我们仔细看一下第四个诗歌章节。
It's talking about opening wide a pathway to heaven.
是讲能够打开一条通向天堂的路。
There are two paths spoken about in this verse.
那么在这个章节中有两条路。
One of those is the path to heaven.
一条路是上天堂的。
The other is the path to the misery of eternal suffering.
那么另一条路就是到这个多愁善苦的这个痛苦当中的。
In a bit, the choir is going to come and sing these four verses, and then you will be joining, repeating the fourth verse.
一会儿的话，诗歌会唱这首歌，我希望大家能够跟我一起唱的第四节。
When you sing that fourth verse, I want you to think about those two pathways.
当你唱这个第四节的时候，我希望你能够想一想那两条路。
I want you to think about what path you are on.
那么想一想，你是在哪一条路上？
You see, 2,000 years ago was just the right time for Jesus to come to earth.
2,000 多年前的时候就是正好的时候基督耶稣降世的为人。
What is the right time for you to come to Jesus?
那么对于你来说什么时候是正好的时候你可以来到基督耶稣面前。
For you, the right time is today.
对于你来说正好的时候就是今天。
God says that very clearly.
因为神是这样很清楚地讲的。
If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, today is the day God wants you to believe in Him.
如果你没有接受基督耶稣是你的救主的话，那么今天就是这个时候，神希望你能够认识他。
This is a quotation Paul uses from the Old Testament.
这是保罗使用的旧约的一段。
The most important part is this part.
最重要的话就是这一段红线画的，就今天。
Now, right now, is the time of God's favor.
现在就是拯救的时候。
Now is the day of salvation.
现在就是那拯救那一天。
In your heart, is He, Emmanuel, God with you?
在你的心里面，神是不是神与你同在，以马内利？
Has He come to you?
他已经来到你的心里了吗？
So when you sing that fourth verse, think, which path am I on?
那么当你唱那个第四节诗歌的时候，想一想你是在哪一条路上？
Today is the right time to get on the right path.
今天就是正确的时候去走正确的路。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for Emmanuel.
天父啊，感谢你，以马内利与我们同在。
Thank you that you have sent him and he has come.
感谢你，你降与把基督耶稣降世于我们，他已经来了。
Thank you, Father, that we have the privilege of being this side of the cross in time.
感谢你，我们是在基督耶稣来之后出生的。
And that we can understand the way of salvation.
我们可以理解这个拯救的道路。
The complete way.
完整的一条路。
The way of believing in Jesus as Savior.
相信基督耶稣是我们救主的一条路。
Give us a spirit of thankfulness as we approach this time of celebration of His coming.
给我们一颗感恩的心，让我们来欢庆基督耶稣降生的日子。
Help us to have the name Emmanuel on our lips. continually.
让我们一直的让, 以马内利, 神与我们同在,
we pray in his name.
Amen. 基督耶稣之名, Amen.